go talk about Major League Baseball's start in late July. All the COVID-19 conversation is front and center as the teams are trying to work out. Most are working out and some are awaiting tests. John Morosi, MLB Network, and also Fox Sports. He's standing by live on the Metro Health Sports Medicine guest line. So, Johnny, where's everything at right now when we're a little over 2 weeks away from the planned start of the summer opening day?
Well, Bill, good afternoon. That is a very nuanced question because there's a lot going on. There have been a number of teams that have either delayed or totally canceled their workouts today because the team management did not feel comfortable with the amount of testing that had been done. There have been reports of delays in the testing of the players. So on that point, depending on where you are in the country and how quickly your testing samples have been processed, there have been some pretty significant issues the last couple days. However, there are also some pretty upbeat places and locations where camps have gone well and where large numbers of players have not tested positive. You've seen significant players like Nick Markakis and Felix Hernandez and David Price in the last couple days opting not to play this year. So that's been one story. There's so many stories going on, Bill, but I would say amid the torrent of news, there is still, I believe, a pretty good chance that we get to that day about 2.5 weeks from now where we actually see regular season baseball beginning.
I've said at the pro level that the way they keep pushing and persevere through positive tests or these bumps in the road that could detour the season, the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NFL hasn't had their players back yet, but the NBA bubble, no matter what the media is telling you about surges in California, Texas, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, they're moving forward and they're relying on medical experts. And you're not one, I'm not one, all of you listening, those on Twitter, Facebook, all the talking heads on TV and other radio outlets. I believe that the pro sports, with billions of dollars on the line, same thing with the college sports and Power Five and school presidents, that they're leaning on medical advice that tells them, even with some positive cases, you are not putting lives at risk right now.
Well, a couple things. I think it's hard to say definitively that lives are not being put at risk because there is an element of risk in it. It's a simple matter, not a simple matter, but it is a matter of calculating that risk and what is acceptable. I think that is the key thing. There is risk in going to the ballpark. That's why when I was at Wrigley Field on Friday, I had to have a mask on the entire time I was in the building and I had my temperature checked. I mean, the risk is real. But it's a matter of what is acceptable risk. And I think that's the calculation that every player who's playing the game right now, every executive involved in the sport, every journalist, frankly, who's involved in it, every fan eventually who goes to a game, we're all going to make a calculation of whatever that risk is for an adult, for a child, for an elderly person. They're all different risk profiles. But the risk is there for everybody. And yes, you've seen people who are not old who have tragically died of this illness. So it's the risk is there. It's a matter, though, of calculating it out and seeing what's appropriate. And I would say this, Bill, that the reason why you saw a successful endeavor in Germany, for example, where the Bundesliga season was able to restart in May and conclude this past week, basically, with, from what I could tell, basically zero positive tests or zero issues of a real urgent nature from a health standpoint in the entire country as it related to soccer there, was because the underlying and overall health of the country with respect to COVID-19 was good because precautions were taken. And so I think that for everybody involved here, whether you're a fan or someone that's involved in the sport itself, the better that we all do as citizens is the better that the league will operate. And I think that we're seeing right now, Bill, the positive tests that have occurred for Freddie Freeman, for example, who's reportedly ill right now with COVID-19, the illnesses that are happening now are those that obviously have occurred before the players have reported to camp. Now the question will be, how effectively can the league quarantine those individuals who have been exposed to it or who are ill and keep them from infecting the rest of the population at a time when, frankly, our rate of infection in the U.S. right now is higher than what it has been in Germany, where they had a successful restart of their soccer season.
John Morosi follows baseball, also knows soccer and hockey. He's a multitasker when it comes to sports from the MLB Network and also NHL.com. We'll throw in every NHL, MLS, Bundesliga, EPL. We'll throw in Major League Baseball. Yeah, I didn't mean there wasn't a risk. We all get it. But if players could, if players were dropping and dying, or the chance was there, no team would welcome any player back to their facility at all.
Well, I think that in general, Bill, I would say that what experts have said is that the risk of mortality to a healthy athlete is rather low. I think we realize that.
Yes.
And I think that has been an established bit of the science, but the risk is not zero. And I think that, to your point, the teams that are welcoming players back, as all players are right now, or as all teams are right now, they are doing so with the knowledge that this is a potentially deadly virus, but that it can be hopefully mitigated with a lot of the common sense steps that you're seeing taken. And I've actually been, Bill, very impressed with the way that the teams and the players have handled it. I realize there have been some testing issues the last couple of days, but I believe MLB is going to rectify that. The key thing that you've seen is I think players really, I think authoritatively and comprehensively abiding by the rules. They understand that their health in so many ways is their livelihood, their ability to perform at a high level, and they're not going to take chances. I really think that there have been a lot of folks who have expressed some concern, and it's warranted, about how will young athletes respond to the freedom and or the fact that maybe the teams want them to stay inside more often, obviously on the road. I can tell you from texting with players and hearing what they've said, they really are taking this very seriously, and I'm frankly impressed at the approach that they've taken. And I think as long as the players are serious about this and do not take unnecessary risks, I believe the entire enterprise of baseball being played in 2020 will actually do quite well.
I agree, because again, these teams and those medical professionals I talked about are the medical science and data that they're leaning on. That's why these sports, even with all the headlines, Johnny, and everything you read, they're moving forward. And I think they're doing it not because of money or selling out. They're allowing players who want to opt out, you can opt out. But we'll have enough players who want to play.
Correct. And I think, Bill, this also goes to a larger question, which is, you know, how we as a sports society in our little corner of the world, or more broadly speaking, how in the world we are dealing with COVID-19, that obviously it's going to be, from what all the experts say, it's going to be with us for a while, that even after a vaccine becomes available, it's still going to be with us for a while. And we're going to have to abide by the rules to mitigate the effects of it and how quickly it can spread. And if we do our jobs, if we do the right things and follow the guidelines about wearing masks when appropriate and keeping distance when appropriate, I'm going to be an optimist that the next year has a chance to be good again. But it starts with the following of the rules and doing our part as citizens. And if we do that, I think the sports will come back. And I believe that those messages, Bill, have been communicated pretty thoroughly to the players. I mentioned at Cubs camp on Friday in Chicago, and their pitching coach, Tommy Hotovy, who was a young man, 38 years old, had just a brutal bout of COVID-19, was basically isolated for a month, was very ill for a month. He broke down on numerous occasions talking about what he went through, and that's very real for the Cubs. They saw someone who's basically a peer of theirs. I realize he's a coach, but he's 38, who had just an absolutely terrible time, was in the hospital, and was very, very ill for a long period of time. So I think as long as we heed those warnings and do it smartly and put it in the right context, I think that if we all take that forward into our daily lives, whether we're in sports or not, I think we have a good chance as a state and as a country to come through this okay.
John Morosi, a vote for him is a vote for leadership. Vote Morosi 2020 from MLB Network and also Fox, talking about baseball. Away from COVID-19, which is obviously the biggest storyline right now, as we ramp up to opening weekend, summer style, what do you think is the next headline that amongst executives, players, coaches, managers, media, going into this shortened season, what's the the next headline after COVID-19?
I think just the surprise potential of a team that you're not expecting to be able to come in and make a run at this thing. Now, is that the Tigers? Probably not. But could be the Reds, could be the White Sox, could be the Blue Jays, some different teams around us that I think are legitimately in contention for a playoff berth in 2020 with a shortened season. When you've got 60 games, Bill, as you know, teams can have a good month. They can have a good 6 weeks. And if you do that, you're right in the hunt of this postseason berth. I certainly think the Tigers could have a better year than expected, but we're also going to see the teams that are really in it and are really targeting 2020 as a year to make the playoffs, they're going to be so aggressive and so all in with this in terms of the trade deadline, other decisions they make, that I think a team that like the Tigers that's still building is probably just not going to be similarly fully invested from the very word go in terms of the full financial resources and that sort of thing. I think you're seeing some teams, the White Sox are one, the Reds are another, again, the Blue Jays, they've all spent very aggressively in the offseason that I think that really tell you where they are pointing to for 2020, even long before COVID-19 became a factor. And now I think those teams that started to make those moves towards contending can probably do so and make a larger impact more quickly. I'd put the Padres in the same conversation. But I think what this year, Bill, for a Tiger fan perspective, is seeing how many of the young guys come up, whether it's Mize or Manning or Skubal, Torkelson, let's see if he ends up making a debut this year. I think just watching to see how this unfolds and how ready this team truly is to compete, because I'm right. Really bullish on the Tigers, maybe not so much for this year making the playoffs, but I think next year this team has a legitimate right. chance. You think about the Indians maybe coming back a little bit. The Tigers in 2021, right. I think, are going to be a very interesting team, and for that reason, it's going to be fun following them in 2020 as well.
Johnny, thanks for the update, my friend.
I always look forward to it, Bill, and opening day, my friend, a couple weeks away. Those will be some pretty beautiful words when we have them.
Yeah, 2 weeks from this weekend. Thank you, John Morosi from MLB Network and Fox, joining us on the Huge Radio Network.